Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of the NFL playoffs. All right, we'll do it in order like we did last week. We'll start Saturday. First game, Colts at Chiefs. And I kind of teased this before the last break. I think everyone's on the wrong side of this game. And not that people should not be excited about the Colts. They have played great over the last 2 months. They deserve all the praise they're getting. I just think everyone's forgetting how good the Chiefs were and how good Patrick Mahomes is and how good the Chiefs are at home. Their defense, we know the Chiefs is not great. We know all the stuff about Andy Reid and the playoff chokes and all the issues Kansas City has had. Kansas City hasn't won home playoff games since Joe Montana. Where's their quarterback? I feel like when you hear that enough, you finally, it's like a motivating factor. Like, let's just shut everyone up about this. The Chiefs are going to win this football game. I think they are the better team. They have an electric quarterback, Andy off the bye. At home, the Chiefs' defense has been much better, only allowing 18 points a game at home compared to well over 25 on the road. This is a Chiefs day. I think they're going to cover the spread, high scoring, something like 34-24, 34-28, but enough. I go the Chiefs to cover for game number one. They win and cover. Game two, tomorrow night, the Cowboys. I have been saying this since before the playoffs when I thought this could kind of line up this way. Based on the Eagles making some noise, the Cowboys would then go to Los Angeles in the second round, divisional round. I think this is a bad matchup for the Rams. They have not looked right at the end of the season. The Cowboys stop the run. The Cowboys run the ball. Those are two problems for the Rams. I don't think they're going to slow down Ezekiel Elliott. I think Dak Prescott makes a couple plays with his legs, enough with his arms. And I think the Cowboys' defense is just good, and they're going to shut down the Rams' play action. And if Todd Gurley isn't right, the Rams are in trouble. And I think the Rams are in trouble. Cowboys plus 7 is the play, and I would not be surprised if the Cowboys pull this off and upset the Rams. Game 3, Sunday. This is the one I feel worst about, or least confident about, because it is very difficult to beat the Patriots on the road in Foxborough in the playoffs. But at some point, I have to stop thinking about Mystique and Aura, and I just have to look at the teams. And the Chargers are better than the Patriots. They've been better this season. They went away from home. Everyone will make a big deal about the 10 a.m. start again because their bodies are on West Coast time. It doesn't seem to faze them. They haven't lost a game away from Los Angeles the entire season. They went to London. They went to Baltimore. They went to Seattle. I don't think they care. And they've been off to leads in every one of their East Coast starts this year. So the time difference doesn't matter to them. The Chargers are just better. They have more good players, good pass rush, good quarterback, receivers. I think the Chargers can win this game. And if not, they lose by a field goal. I will take the plus 4 Chargers in New England, take the points. And then the last game, I opened the show saying the Eagles are going to win the game. So I will take the 8 points. I think this is a close game. I think it's a one-score game. I think the last quarterback that has the ball in his hands wins this football game. And I really believe the Eagles' offense is primed for a very big day against a defense that is overrated and they're suspect in the back end. Foles lights it up. The Eagles do enough to stop the Saints in the red zone. Again, take some field goals. Eagles find a way to get through this game. And I think we're getting an Eagles-Cowboys championship game next weekend. So I go Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, Eagles as the picks for the divisional round of the playoffs. Jack?
Well, unlike you, I've learned my lesson of betting on Andy Reid in the playoffs. I am not even remotely over the bet he lost me last year. So I'm taking the Colts plus 5. I don't think the Chiefs have looked that great without Kareem Hunt. And I do not, like Frank Reich coached a circle around a very good Texans defense last week.
He did.
What is he going to do against a terrible defense? I think he's going to coach circles around the Chiefs. Worst comes to worst, I think the Chiefs win by like 3. I have no problem taking the Colts plus 5. Cowboys are going to beat the Rams. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. I will take the money line. I think the Rams are bad. I think Sean McVay is mostly a fraud. And Jared Goff will never win a big game his entire life. I trust Dak Prescott in a big game over Jared Goff. I'll take the Cowboys plus 7. And outright. Doesn't matter. I'm taking the Pats minus 4. The weather is a factor. I don't trust that team in cold weather. I don't think Anthony Lynn's a good coach. I don't care what happened this year. And the Patches know how to win in this time of year. They're not great defensively, but in that weather, I'll take the Patriots minus four. And finally, even though I don't like the Eagles win, I think they cover easily.
So, Jack, you got the Eagles plus the eight. And so we're both on the Cowboys. We're both on the Cowboys to win that football game. I tell you, I just think that's a good matchup for them. All right, look quickly here. Guessing the takes for next week. I'll give you the first one that we're going to hear next week, and Jack and I are going to agree on this one. You know, that Sean McVay character is, well, way overrated. And all these teams out there that are hiring the next Sean McVay, they're hiring a guy that has a one-trick pony offense with some smoke and mirror motion. And if you stop the run, they don't really have anything. And I think all these teams are going to say, hey, we just hired the next Sean McVay. How good is Sean McVay? That's the first take we're going to hear next week. The second take is the Eagles-Cowboys title game is going to be the most ridiculous week in Philadelphia sports talk history. So you're going to hear a million takes about the legacies that are on the line and everything on the line, including Nick Foles, his future, what it means if they lose to the Cowboys, Dak, Jerry Jones. Like, it will be a week of craziness around a possible Eagles-Cowboys title game. And the third guess to take is, I think at some point early next week, when a formal offer goes down to Bryce Harper from the Phillies, someone in the national media is going to write the story that the Phillies believe they're going to get both Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Jack, you got some takes you want to guess?
That was my first one. There's a growing sense that the Phils are going to sign both Manny Machado and Bryce Harper.
Oh, I could see that being a tweet. I could like picture it in my head now. Yes. I don't know who's going to have it. Nightingale, maybe?
Feels like a Nightingale.
Yeah.
Sure. My second take is the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. That's going to be the take we're going to hear next week. I'm not saying that's what I think. I'm just saying that's what I think the take is going to be because everyone overrates the Cowboys in the national media. And my final take is going to be, imagine wanting to trade Carson Wentz.
Oh, because the Eagles will be out.
Right.
Right. So then we're gonna go. The balloon's going to burst. We'll go back to reality.
Back to reality.
No. We got one more week of this nonsense. We got one more week. An Eagles trip to the NFC Championship game. Let's grab one more call. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.